Yikes, eight people had to be rescued from the breakwater at Bridgeport's Seaside Park. This actually happened yesterday afternoon after the rising tide left them stranded. We are chatting now with Bridgeport's acting fire chief, Mark Cody, about the situation and just water safety in general. Hey, Chief, how are you?
Good morning, Melissa. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. First of all, pause. Before we go back to this story, I want to talk about you for a quick second, if you don't mind. I know this wasn't part of the chat. But first of all, congrats. Welcome. This is the first time you and I have been able to chat on the air. But also, welcome to this new post. I mean, this is a huge deal. And I know you were sworn in as acting chief recently. Tell us a little bit about you for people who have not met you yet.
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity to be on the show and to, you know, talk to you and the listeners. I'm Mark Cody, native of Bridgeport, born and raised. I'm in my 28th year with the fire department, working my way up through the ranks. Most recently, the first time I was in the studio for the Chief's Power Hour last year, I was the deputy fire chief. So I held that position for the last few years under a great mentorship of former acting chief Lance Edwards, who has just retired, and we thank him for his service, offer him, a wonderful retirement and a long and healthy one. So I took over a couple weeks ago, and then here we are, rescuing nine people off the breakwater. So I'm happy. This is a department I love. It's a city I love, friends, families, memories in every neighborhood. So I'm glad to be at the helm, and I'm certainly proud of what our members do every day.
So I want to also just, again, recognize that you are born and raised Bridgeport, which I think is awesome. Love that. I just think there's something very cool about that. And now serving, the top spot, if you will, at the fire department. You could probably speak to this a lot better than most people could. Do we see issues like the one we're about to talk about? Do we see issues pretty commonly in the summertime in this area of Bridgeport?
Yes. We see it a lot more than we get the attention for responding to. Everyone wants to be near the water when it's warm, right? It's the cool spot to be. But we do need to do it safely. Probably once a week or so, we're in some type of water rescue. And we've really built up the capabilities of the Bridgeport Fire Department in the last 15 or 20 years with multiple boats. We have a larger boat that stays in the water 24/7. We have three trailered boats that we can get to inland water and along the shore anytime we need to. And we've received some grants from the federal government to even enhance our training with swift water rescue, which you see, during like a storm that'll come in, or just regular extra boating classes offered by the federal government to teach our members and bring us to that next level of water safety response.
So tell us about this situation that happened over the weekend. Again, we've got Acting Fire Chief Mark Cody here from the city of Bridgeport. So it was eight or it was nine people? I was told eight people, but you would know better. You're the chief. How many people?
I'm going with nine. I have nine. I have a picture. I count it nine.
Well, now I got to change all my scripts, Chief. Good grief.
I'll go with nine.
Wow. What happened?
All right. So I'll give you a brief synopsis. Yesterday, a little after 4 p.m., the Bridgeport Emergency Communications Center received a call for people trapped on the breakwater at Seaside Park. That happens actually way more than we'd like it to happen. So the breakwater is a set of rocks that come off of the shore out into Bridgeport Harbor. And people like to go out there and fish. The problem is if you go out there at low tide, as the tide comes up, you can get stranded out there. If you remember the weekend, right? Saturday was the most beautiful day ever. Yesterday, Sunday, started with clouds or sun in the morning, clouded over. And just around 4:15, 4:30, we had a line of showers and storms start to head into the area, making it coinciding with high tide as well, making the water choppy and making it a little more dangerous than usual, which prompted us to totally evacuate everyone off of the breakwater. We used a couple of our smaller boats that I spoke of. We have a couple 19-foot rib craft boats that were launched by personnel. And then we have our larger fireboat 233. So MSU-6, which is Marine Unit 6, our Marine Service Unit 6, MSU-6, and I believe MSU-7 responded, and Fireboat 233, removing all nine people, returning them to the public safety dock at the ferry terminal where they were evaluated by PD. I'm sorry, evaluated by AMR and met by PD.
What a crazy, and thankfully nobody was hurt, right? My understanding is everybody's okay.
Yep, correct. No injuries.
So what do you have to, you know, because I would imagine this is part of obviously the fire department, or I know this for a fact from all the conversations having with Lance Edwards, but you guys have specifically like a water unit, if you will, right? Like you guys, you know, have training for responding to these types of rescues, correct?
Correct. Throughout any member's career, we usually start with the Connecticut DEP basic boating course. We offer that in-house. So all our members get trained to at least that basic level of water operations. And then we have many, many members who we sent to the Coast Guard boat captain class, navigation classes. It's continuous education with the Coast Guard and other partners such as NASVLA, and it teaches our members how to respond to really any situation out there. The larger fire boat in the city is operated by the members of the Wood Ave Firehouse. Both Engine 3 and Engine 4 personnel are most in depth at operating that larger boat. That boat is a 33-foot safe craft boat, or safe boat, and it has a fire pump on it capable of moving, I think, like 1,500 gallons a minute of water, which is a tremendous amount of water if we need to use it. And we have used it before at fires, you know, fires near the shoreline. We were able to provide water to extinguish that fire. But, yeah, we do. And our companies are on the water almost daily training to, you know, anyone that's a mariner has been out on the Sound or in the local harbors know that the way to be good is to be out on that water practicing all the time. And fortunately, yesterday, when this event occurred, Fireboat 233, the members of Engine 3, had actually been out on the water. So they were able to respond fairly quickly. Yesterday morning, MSU 6, Marine Service Unit 6, had been out training in the morning. So that familiarity, you know, makes it second nature for our guys to get out there when seconds count and make the difference of preserving life.
We are chatting with Bridgeport's Acting Fire Chief Mark Cody, who literally entered into this role as top dog at the department, and already 9 people having to be rescued from the breakwater at Bridgeport Seaside Park. But to be fair, Chief Cody has been doing this for, you know, a little bit. Maybe not as chief, but he's been a firefighter for a bit. He is from Bridgeport, so he has seen it all. So I'm curious, Chief Cody, as we talk about a couple of different things, right? So we're in the middle of August, so people are still in, you know, the hot part of the summertime. They want to be near the water, whether that's boating or swimming or what have you. So there's that element, right? We also have hurricane
yep.
season, which we are in the middle of as
yeah.
well. That goes on till November 1st. And we are, this week marks 2 years since the historic August 18th and 19th flooding in Connecticut. And so, you know, water is one of those mysterious things that I just don't think we can talk enough about and get safety tips and just things that people should be thinking about. So from your standpoint, what would you recommend people to do, whether it is boating, swimming, or just living near the shoreline? What do you want them to think about?
I got a few things. One of them, you know, swim in designated swim areas. That's the safest place to be. Hopefully, if there's a lifeguard on duty, that will help. You'll be supervised. And then if there's no lifeguard, don't swim alone. Always have a swim buddy so they know if you get in trouble, they can notify someone, or they may be the one that saves your own life. Especially with young children, you got to supervise them. The old adage, you know, everybody's watching or no one's watching. You got to have a responsible adult watching a child all the time. You know, we were all kids once and we all look back at our childhood, and I'm sure everyone has a water memory, hopefully all good. But we got into some problems, you know, as kids. We didn't always listen to what our parents said. So make sure we have someone watching the youngsters. Put down that phone. I know it's hard. It's boring to just watch someone flail around in the water for fun, but that's what it takes. Be responsible. Keep those kids safe. You know, check the depth of water. If you're going to jump into water that you don't know the depth of, never dive head first, always feet first. You never know what's lurking in that water. Wear a life jacket. If you're out on a boat or you're out in open water, you know, wear the life jacket. If you get tired swimming, we all think we're expert swimmers till we end up with a day like yesterday where the water gets choppy real fast. It's a lot of work to keep your head above the water. You can get tired if you have a life jacket on, no matter how good a swimmer you are. It'll really help you. And then, you know that if you get caught in a rip current, fortunately, Long Island takes a lot of the rip out of the Long Island Sound, but always swim parallel to shore. One of the things you hear about anything, you know, never swim under the influence. You know, never, you know, alcohol or drugs, keep them out of, you know, out of that event. Stay away from the water while you're doing that. As with yesterday's issue, know the high and low tides. Know the schedule in the area. You know, that I talked earlier about our firefighters being out training with the boats daily. They get to learn how to operate in areas where the water's high or low due to the tide. So always know what that tide schedule is. One of the big things out there, and listen, I'm so lucky to have grown up and learned, you know, in that city and learned how to swim. Take swimming lessons. Reach out to the local, you know, the YMCA, the rec departments, other community organizations. Sometimes they offer swimming lessons. So get those swimming lessons. You know, it's insurance that you have a good chance when you're in the water. A couple other things, you know, with boating and personal watercraft, the jet skis, the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection has certification classes for safe boating and personal watercraft. You know, reach out to them or the Coast Guard Auxiliary, get in those classes. You know, knowledge is power. That's what's going to help you. It becomes second nature when it's ingrained in you every single day. And one of the big things that's come out lately from the Connecticut DEP is they have an unregistered paddlecraft sticker. And you say, well, that's a big title. But that's for kayaks and canoes and the stand-up paddle boards. You know, you see out there on the sound now, you're out there in the boat, and all of a sudden someone goes by paddleboarding and standing up. You're like, what's going on? Well, unfortunately, when they're done for the day, they put them up on shore. They don't secure them so well. So like the wind of the other day that did some damage up in the Milford area, that blows those kayaks or canoes into the water. Some citizen out for their early morning walk will find it. And then they'll say, oh, my God, I found a kayak, but there's no kayaker. So it ends up pulling a lot of resources to search for the person, where DEEP has these stickers now that have all the contact information. We could call the number as a first responder and find out, hey, that person's home safe, and we can call off all the assets that are out there. So, you know, that's some of the important stuff about water safety in the area these days.
Yeah, I think really, really good information. And again, I want to thank you so much, Acting Fire Chief for the City of Bridgeport, Mark Cody. I want to thank you for what you do in your entire department, but also for sharing all this information. And so glad to know that everybody in yesterday's incident, they're okay. But just a lot to think about, obviously, you know, now and throughout the summer and throughout hurricane season and just in general living near the shoreline. I want to thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Lisa. It's an honor to be at the helm of this department.
Well, it's very good to have you on here, and I hope that I didn't scare you, because I told Lance Edwards that that's fine, you want to retire, but I expect to still talk to the fire department. And he's like, well, good luck with good luck, Mark. He's like, Mark, it's your problem now, Mark. I mean, part of retirement is he doesn't have to deal with me anymore, and now you do. So congrats. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Thank you. No. Like I said, it's an honor to be on the radio. It's an honor. And listen, I sort of grew up at WICC a little bit. My mom was friends with Al Warren back in the day. So I had been in that. Well, not that. I was at the state in Markle Court, but it's like a home to me. So anytime you need me, I'm willing to get up there. I'm willing to continue the power hour with Chief Porter and the new emergency management director, Frank Rivera. I'm there. So give us a shout out and we'll be there.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Chief, and welcome home. I'm so glad to hear that. I love that. Yes, we love the late Al Warren. Oh, my goodness. So I love that. And yes, you should definitely come check out our new digs here in Milford. For sure. You'll like it up here. It's
all
nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Anytime, Melissa. I appreciate it.
Right back at you. And again, that is Bridgeport Acting Fire Chief Mark Cody here on WICC.